Warning, the following program is not for the weak-hearted. Those who are closed-minded, or in general, you're scared to learn what's behind closed doors. Here at Sapphire Zero Play, I want you to pour the wine. Grab somebody that you want to hold on to, or better yet, get the vibration stimulated through your body. Get ready for one hell of an orgasm in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. What is up, all my sexy motherfuckers out there in Radio Land? It's your girl, Miss Sapphire. Sapphire, if you're extra fucking nasty, and we got
Kinky Miss Yasmin.
Yes, she's back. Oh my God. Ugh, I miss you, girl.
I miss you too.
Oh my God. Now, if you're wondering, okay, well, Yaz, where is she? She's not in the studio with you. Where is she? Yaz, where you be?
I'm in my bed.
She creeping in her bed. I'm looking at her titties. Looking all nice.
I can see yours too.
They're just a little.
They always out there though.
I can't help it. I was blessed. What can I say?
Yes, definitely.
But Yaz, oh my God, it's so good to have you back. I swear. Some people are like still asking. They're like, where's Yaz? Why has she been on an episode? We've been busy. You know, now that I'm moved. You know, shit happens. Shit changes.
Exactly.
But we got a good show for you tonight. Really, really good show. There's been a lot of shit happening as far as my sex life personally. Let's see. I'm now talking to two different people out here in San Diego. Of course, I'm still with my kinky people. We had a little an orgy last month that was lit. It was great.
Wow.
Talked about that in the last episode. And girl...
Was that when you had your little getaway? Okay, gotcha.
It was nice. It was a little birthday orgy for one of the girls, and then we went wine tasting. And you know what happens with wine? It just, the wine stops flowing. You start getting a little frisky. May or may not have gotten finger banged in the back seat. It was that one snap of me. And people were like, what's going on? Wouldn't you like to know? But the whole van smelled like pussy after.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God.
Like,
that's
I could
crazy.
Tell the driver knew something was going on with that.
Oh, fuck.
But all set aside from that, I mean, your girl's been good. I'm kind of dating-ish. I guess you can call it dating. I mean, technically, what is on the boundaries of dating now? Like, yeah, it's like I'm getting dickmatized and I'm being taken out. Like, I never have to whip out my wallet when we go out to eat and stuff.
I mean, I feel like if it's consistent, you guys are kind of dating. Okay. Now, if it's like every other week, you know,
yeah,
y'all hanging out. But if it's like something consistent, like during the week all the time, like y'all are dating.
Okay. Like, he doesn't spend the night. You know, he hasn't stayed the night, but he's definitely met some of my coworkers. At an event. And like I said, we just go out and have good conversation. He gives me dick and good conversation half the time.
That's great.
And good weed. You know, always the weed on point. And then we're going to see Black Panther together this week or this upcoming week. So I'm excited for that.
That's so cute.
Yes, girl. I'm just, you know, I kind of find it odd that it's opening on Side Chick Holiday, which is February 15th. I find that
Side chick holiday.
It is side chick holiday. God. That is the side chick Valentine's Day.
I wouldn't know because I've never been in that situation.
Never?
I've just been single with no Valentine. How about that?
Hey, I've been single with no Valentine.
I don't get no Valentine or no side chick anything. So I mean, don't know nothing.
I'm just treating it like it is. People are like, oh, what you gonna do for Valentine's Day? I'm gonna do what I do every night. I'm gonna go to sleep, maybe masturbate and watch a movie, watch my TV shows, and go about my business.
Basically, it's a whole different day of the week.
It really is. And it brings me to
hump
this
day.
It is another hump day. Just the fact that people are going to put an emphasis, because you know there's going to be motherfuckers that haven't fucked in so long that they're like, damn, I'm finally getting that pussy. I'm finally getting that dick. I'm finally getting that asshole.
Oh my God. Well, I'm glad I got mine this week.
Oh yeah. Let's talk about your little dickmatized session you had.
So it was just kind of random. Like, I had like an appointment in the area, and I just hit the dude up. I usually hit everybody up when I get to LA to see who wants to hang out, have lunch. And so I happened to hit him just on a fluke, like, okay, I've been flaking on him a little bit. I flaked on him in Vegas or at ABN.
Say,
so
what?
Why not? I kind of did.
Now, did you get any play in AVNs?
No, I actually didn't. I just went out there to hang with everybody. I wasn't thinking about fucking.
I really just wasn't.
You know, I just went out there, did my photo shoot and whatnot. But I was supposed to link up with him, but my phone died and I just didn't bother to go charge the phone. So I just like hit him up today and say, like, I'm sorry. It's like my effort is just so like nothing.
But you know what? It's okay. And that brings us to our conversation of, you know, carbon dick.
Yeah.
Carbon dick. Not curbin. Is it carbon or curvin?
Curving.
Okay, curving. Okay.
Yeah.
So like when guys,
we can curve and curb the dick, girl.
We really can.
Like I'm gonna curb this dick this week and then go drive this other one.
Right. Cause we've both done it. There are just times where, you know, the guy might be ready for you or the chick, whoever. They text you and you're like, I just don't feel like fucking today.
They sometimes hit you on a day when you really, truly want to relax.
Yes.
Like one of those relaxing days, no makeup, no nothing. You just want to be a fucking couch potato.
Just want to be alone in your zone. Yes. Do whatever the fuck you want to do. Because I was like that last weekend. For instance, I know that it was Super Bowl Sunday. And like, I swear to God, nobody understood the fact that I wanted a me weekend.
Yeah.
Like, even when I said, look, I don't even want to spend money because I don't have enough money to be like spending it like that. They were like, oh, well, let's still go out. No, motherfucker, I need some me time. There's a time and a place. And right now, my pussy does not want to be penetrated.
Yeah.
I had good sex during the week. So I was like, the weekend, I just want to myself. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to do shit on Super Bowl Sunday. But a cute girl, she hit me up to come hang out with her. I was like, no, I need some me time. Then the guy that I'm kind of like, you know, we kicking it, having, you know, good conversation, good dick and all that. He hit me up Super Bowl Sunday, like early Sunday morning at like 4 something because he was coming back from a club. And I'm like, it's 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm tired. Like, I don't want to get out of bed. But then because of that, my vagina woke me up and was like, bitch, what are you doing? That's good dick you just gave away. And he gave me the keyword, like, I'll do anything. Girl, he already does everything. He eats my ass really well. He eats my pussy really well. Fucks the coochie really well. But I curbed it. I curbed it. I was like, no. No, I'm not feeling horny. But best believe I texted him like 2 hours later. I'm like, maybe you should come over. But he passed out.
Ah, fail.
So, on both ends.
The UF text got fucking unread.
Girl, that text got unread. He woke me up with the like, call. It wasn't even a text like, I want to fuck. He was more like, please let me come over. I need it. I was like, damn, you need it? You need the pussy? Damn. I'm sorry. My bed needs me more.
Basically, I love my bed and my mom like Drake.
Hey, Drake ain't lying. Drake ain't lying. Okay, we all know what that really means. No hoes in the bed.
Right.
No hoes in my bed tonight.
They're gonna go to the other condo. The thotty condo.
The thotty condo. Oh man, I miss the lair now. That was the thotty condo right there. Now this is just like it's not even a thotty den. I only have like one because let's be honest, people. As I said in the last episode, dick and disappointment. I'm tired of that. Tired of giving out
God,
free pussy.
No.
Girl, I'm telling you, that's why also I be curbing some dick. I'm like, you know what? I'm not up for disappointment tonight. I'm really just not up for the disappointment.
And I be feeling like, you know, as horny as I get, I just can't give it to anybody because I don't want to be disappointed.
Right.
Like, people, either the dick be good or the guy is so annoying, like he gets too attached way too fast.
Way too fast. And then they try to say, well, no, I'm not attached. It's just, you know, like, it's so good. Well, if it's so good, then why are you treating me like it's a girlfriend thing?
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to see you every motherfucking day. I got a
why all of a sudden when we fuck, your text message increased?
Right.
Like, can we keep it the same way we can be keeping it? Like, Can there be skips in between days and, you know, long hours before you reply?
Something.
Like, let's just go to where it was.
And that's why also chicks be curving it. It's like sometimes it's just too good where it's like, you know, it's like getting a treat. You work out and you want to treat yourself. Mm-hmm. So it's like if you start giving it away all the time, like I used to, then it becomes like unspecial to like unwrap. There's nothing like it becomes really predictable.
Oh damn.
Like you're gonna say the same shit that's gonna talk me out of my panties, then we're gonna just do it, and then you're gonna leave, and then I'm gonna be like, wow, that was cool, but like, can we do something different next time?
Yeah.
Like, I can't do it anymore. I cannot. So dick and disappointment.
I do a lot of curving and like disappearing, and I think they'll call it like a gypsy disappearance.
But they always come back. Like that one fool you texted me about who popped up, you know, randomly from the Snapchat to your phone.
Oh, that white guy.
Mm-hmm.
That was weird. Like you disappeared and then came back a year later like we were just buddies. Like, no.
The pussy's so good.
We never fucked. We were supposed to fuck.
Then the pussy pics were good.
I just didn't understand, like, how did you disappear and then you wanted to reappear?
Yeah, that is kind of weird.
Like, I just got over you. Like, you're no longer an attractive male to me. Like, you really are not attractive anymore because, you know, like, guys love to send selfies. If you act like you don't remember, then they love to send a selfie really fast.
Real fast. And sometimes it's the selfie with the dick hanging out, like poking him in their eye.
No, I don't want to remember that.
Like, guys, fellas, please just take heed. I know you fellas listen and you try to take heed on it, but I'm going to tell you this right now. Stop it in 2018 with the selfie dicks saying, remember this. Just stop that shit.
Especially if the conversation wasn't even leading up to sex.
Exactly.
Just a rant, like, you know, if I ask you to send me a pic, I don't want you to send me a pic of your dick.
Right.
Like, it's like, why do I have to be specific?
That's why we be curbing you, because then you just don't know how to act. You don't know how to be spontaneous. You don't know how to initiate the conversation for sex. Just sending a dick pic is not going to get you laid. Unless if it's maybe established.
Why do we have to repeat ourselves with this? Because nobody listens the first time.
No. They never do. And then if they do, they're like, why are you mad? It's just a dick. No, it's not just a dick.
It's sexual harassment, to be honest.
It is.
You're harassing my eyeballs. Like, who knows who I'm around at the time?
Right.
I'm already being discreet, probably sexting you or something. I didn't ask for this. I didn't.
Not at all.
Now, I like the guys that ask me, is it cool I send a pic? Because I'm like, oh, what you about to send me, nigga? With a smirk.
Those are fine.
Yeah.
Girl, I got catfished the other week.
Oh, no.
I caught him, too.
Oh, no.
Girl,
oh,
let me tell you how this happened. I know we were talking about curbing, but this is also a curb thing. I knew something was telling me in the back of my mind, like, this guy is too good to be true. He sent me a picture, and I'm telling you, like, these abs were, like, perfectly photoshopped in a towel.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, man, this fool can't be real. So then, and then he would always, like, he would text and then disappear, and then he would reappear, like, hours later as if we were just continuing on a conversation. I'm like, that's not really how it works. I told you what time I go to bed. So either respect it or don't text me anymore. Like, point blank. So then the next morning, he sends me the same towel picture. So then I was like, you know what? Fuck this. I'm a Google image search his ass. And lo and behold, it's literally the first picture. Literally the first fucking picture on the on this photo search under like hot muscular guy towel. Really?
Wow.
Really, fool? You ain't fooling nobody.
He couldn't even go search a deep search of just some old ass ad picture. Like, nobody's gonna really pop up and see it.
Exactly. He had to go that stupid ass route. So, fellas, just stop. Either show your ugly self or don't show yourself at all.
There's guys who steal dick pictures also. That's really sick.
That is disgusting.
To be honest, that is like the sickest shit ever. So you're really catfishing girls with other niggas' dick pics.
And you're taking time because you want to pick the perfect dick that's going to get the girl so to talk to you.
So you're low-key kind of gay, too, because you over here sizing another man's dick.
Like, can you imagine what he's like thinking? Like, that kind of looks like my dick. The ball size, yeah.
If it's similar to your dicks, take your own picture of your dick unless you have no dick.
Unless if you're telling us maybe you got an STD with some scars and shit down there too.
Ew, no.
I mean, honestly, what other explanation could there be?
STDs, though. Oh my God.
But that's why also we be curbing y'all, because y'all need to stop. If you're wondering why a chick is not talking to you, or she ghosted you, or she kept blowing off every time you want to have a dick appointment, it's probably because of what you said. Reread your text messages and just check yourself.
Some guys can be a bit too aggressive when they want to have sex with you.
Oh, please give
me an
example.
And that's another way to be turned off. Just a derogatory way of saying things. Like, how would I put it?
Come sit on this.
Or I want to spit on your pussy. It'd be like, why are you telling me you want to spit on my pussy? Like, I really don't like it as it is.
I agree.
The whole spit on it, like,
it's called lube. I don't know why men are so afraid of lube. Lube ain't hurt nobody. It,
like,
I don't
mind if you do the other kind of spit where it come down slow, but not a literally like a spit, like you're just spitting out food or something, you know, like just, it's rude.
It is rude.
Like,
it's
you
hella
spit
rude
in my face, motherfucker.
And unless if it's like you're in that kind of, I don't know. When I see the spit in the pussy, that's just hella disrespectful to me. Like, you just disrespected my coochie with your nasty spit. And people are like, well, it's kind of like eating the pussy, isn't it? I'm like, no, motherfucker, it's not. Okay? Just because the spit is in your mouth and your mouth is to my pussy, that is not the same. You hawking up a loogie and like, no, that's not cute.
It's not
cute. It's really not cute. And sometimes,
I was gonna ask you, what do you feel about women eating man ass?
Oh my God, can we please talk about this right now?
Because we're talking about oral sex and spitting and what's loose, not the business.
Ladies, stop eating men's assholes. Why are we doing that?
I mean, I understand some women like that, but it's getting to a point like, really?
It doesn't need to be in every fucking porno I'm watching now.
Girl, I've been having this discussion with people that are performing. Like, really?
I don't understand.
And I'm quite sure none of these girls are getting paid extra.
Are you shitting me?
I'm quite sure.
No, see, if I was performing, I'm like, no, I have an ass-eating fee, all right?
The only company I know for a fact that gives you a list of do's and don'ts is Kink.
Really?
They tell you that, like, especially with gangbangs, they want to know your do's and don'ts before the scene starts.
That makes sense.
Because I don't want, like, say John Strong's in my scene and he just decides, okay, after I teabag her, I'm going to scoot a little bit up more and put my ass in her mouth. He can't do that because of my no list. It says no rimming on the male. You can rim me, but I'm not gonna rim a male.
No.
I don't care if you're paying me extra. It's just, that's just like men who are really heterosexual that don't like anything that deals with homosexuality. I'm one of them people, like, I'm vanilla when it comes to certain parts of sex, and that's just not a turn on for me.
I agree.
I feel I'm disrespected, and I'm gonna wanna fucking fuck you up.
And let's be honest.
I'm gonna wanna fuck you up. Like, really? You're just gonna put your whole ass in my face?
Like, your whole ass.
I was cool with that. You didn't ask.
And let's be honest, some men have not really learned the basics of proper etiquette of cleaning themselves. It's bad enough so you got dick cheese sometimes.
And hair.
But the hair on your ass, the smell in your ass crack, it's
probably
just
some crumbs from toilet paper because you don't use baby wipes either.
Right. It's just, it's a whole different
ballgame. A strand of hair in your crack of the ass. Like, you know how our hair.
Girl, I swear to God, though, I haven't waxed my coochie in 2 months, and it still is like, there's no hair. There's still no hair on my coochie. Nice. I'm very pubescent still, but I'm like touching my ass right now. It feels really soft. But like, I don't know, when it comes to ass eating, I'm like, people ask me to eat their ass, I'm like, no, thank you. Like, no, you can eat my ass because I know what I do with my booty. I clean my booty well, especially when I know I'm about to get like fucked. People are like, oh my God, this is a really clean pussy. I'm like, thank you, because I know what the fuck to do.
Exactly.
But ass eating, mm-mm. I'm gonna look at you like, differently.
More power to these girls that are doing it, but this is not my forte. Mm-hmm. I've always said no. Like, I've been asked. I just always say no. Like, nah.
Yeah, it's just, I will look at you. I will look at you as my partner very differently, because especially if you just spring it up on me. Say like we've been fucking for a couple months and then all of a sudden you're like, can you eat my ass? Like, what?
Into this the whole time.
Like the entire time. And now you're just bringing this up. Well, you know, I'm comfortable. No.
You're comfortable.
No, you got too comfortable, because I know we have a conversation. Some of the first things that I tell people off the bat, I'm like, look, when it comes to ass play, my butthole is very selective. It's dickest, it's pussiest, and it's fingerest. No fingers, no dick in my ass.
Yeah.
Like none at all. Not just no. But tongue fucking, oh my God, yes. I will arch my back and mound your face in my booty.
Have your asshole sucked? Like,
yes.
Oh my God, I had that the other day. I was like, oh my God. Oh my God.
Oh, by okay. By that one?
Yeah. Ooh. I was like, oh my God. Like,
I want to.
Okay.
You can send them my way. You know what? I did hit him up and be like, I heard you've been, you know, sucking on some booty hole. But again, I don't know. Like, I really need to be like rammed with some like big cocks before I deal with that one. Cause
you gotta go play.
I massively need to play. Yeah. Maybe have to get one of those gapes that they have at the OBGYN.
Oh my God.
Those prod sticks, and then just slip your cock in. That's what I feel
called, like. A spectacle or something?
A spectrum.
Something.
It's something like that.
I had a plastic one. I had went to like this little convention thing and they had a plastic version one.
Uh-huh.
I should have kept it.
See? That's what you needed the other day.
Oh my God. It took a while, but you know.
You got your dot. You sparkling over there. You glowing. You
I'll sit on it a few more times.
Yeah. Yeah. I love watching my friends fuck. Like, you can call me weird all you want, you people, but.
Well, you see, I couldn't even record us fucking because, that's some getting the used to dick. I can only show you some sucking it because my mouth never has no snap.
But you take D in your mouth like really well. Like,
yeah, before when I first started coming, like doing porn, it was really like I felt like I was gonna lose my touch. Because, you know, but yeah, I'm used to it. My gag reflexes are on point. I'd be craving it, actually.
You look like you're thinking about it right now. Come to think
so
of
I'd
it.
So I'd be like, yeah. All that saliva. Okay. Oh, you do that. You do the pussy's flap real good. The little.
What pussy slap?
You make the pussy noises on point.
That one?
Yes.
I mean, I've been told this mouth does wonders on the pussy. Oh, I need some pussy, you guys. Speaking of pussy.
Yeah, speaking of pussy.
So, I met a girl on Tinder. I almost fucked it up, too. And she probably is going to listen to this and she's going to be like, what the fuck are you talking about? So I almost fucked it up because I literally, she's a stud. She is like a stud or androgynous. She has some features to her where I thought that she was a he in transition. Turns out she was not. And then we got the talking last night and I'm about to go knees deep in that pissoir.
Wow.
Whenever that's going to happen. But the game plan is, because we just found out that we're going to be at the same theater to watch Black Panther the same night. Now, I'm going on a date. But the game plan is that I told her that we should role play and you're going to buy me a drink at the bar and act like you just randomly just wanted to buy a drink for a cute chick at the bar. And I just want to see how my date is going to react to that.
I can listen to it. Commended.
That's cute.
Yeah. And then it's the matter of who would I want to take home after the movie.
Word,
because our screenings are like 15 minutes apart, so I'm like, I could linger in my car if I do choose to drive by myself, but I'm trying to get lit
instrumental,
even though I have to go to work the next morning.
You want a threesome?
Oh my god, no, that won't happen. Not with her. Not with her. She don't get down like that. Please, total. She says she'd be down to watch though.
By blip one.
So if that's the case, you know me, I love to be watched. I like putting on a little show or two.
Maybe
he'll let me, like, you know, watch. He'll maybe want to watch me fuck her kind of thing.
Right.
Vice versa. Ooh, I'm getting giddy about it. Ooh, I need to stop. But like, I'm so excited.
Let's just see what happens.
Yes.
Let's just see what happens.
We'll just see what happens on it and see what happens. But I'm determined because this is going to be a dope ass scenario. Like, you're on a date with a guy and some random chick that you've been talking to buys you a drink at the bar. That can lead to so many different things.
Hell yeah.
He might get a little jealous, but then at the same time, he won't get turned on because he's like, yeah, she already told me she likes pussy as well. So therefore... shit goes down. But again, the curving, it's okay. Fellas, sometimes it's not just you. It's just the fact that we're tied up and busy.
Well, we also had made a point earlier where we talked about it's also stalking involved with the curve.
Okay. That needs to stop. So if I, for instance, did not swipe right on Tinder for you just because my Instagram name and my social media name is on Tinder does not mean or give you the permission to stalk me on Instagram and try to get a date out of me because you were scared that I was not going to swipe right. And chances are you were correct. But again, that does not give you the open invitation to just slide in my DM asking for a date or asking why I didn't talk to you on Tinder.
I feel like that's cheating the system. Like, the whole point of Tinder is to be on Tinder, not Tinder to go link on other sites.
Exactly. Or just even as Yaz said, you know, just stalking. Stalking meaning like, okay, this man, I was at the gym. You guys are wondering why I haven't been posting gym videos and shit in the past couple of days. It's because this guy took it too far. I was working out at this one gym and he took a video of me and said, I thought I saw you, but I wasn't sure. Is this you? And it's a gym shot of me zoomed in. And then his message. That is stalking. That Definitely. Is fucking stalking.
I had to stop going to 24-hour fitness in my area because it's the only 24-hour. Mm-hmm. And I had to sign up at two different other gyms just because this guy was on Instagram. He was like a big old fan, but he was always sending me screen caps of shit from my movies.
What?
Like, you know, just all the sexual positions. And then he was telling me about his fantasies. Then he'll go and say, oh my god, I can't wait to bump into you because you work out right here at this 24-hour fitness. I'm just sitting here like, you know, this is not cool.
No.
You know, so I had to cancel my 24-hour fitness. I've been a 24-hour fitness member for so many years, but the fact that I can't go to this particular one because I have a guy that
It's
waiting for me to show up there. And I like to work out at all different types of times.
Right.
In the night, morning, wherever. And I want to be comfortable. So I signed up with like two different other gyms. So I alternate with those. And I go to different ones in different cities. So I'm never just at one particular location now.
See, fellas, y'all be ruining it. You take an inch.
Yeah.
We give you an inch. Y'all take a motherfucking mile.
It's like, we can't even be regulars at one spot.
No.
It's like, I got to put additional gas and miles in my car just so I can be safe and work out in peace.
And it's like...
that sucks.
And I hate how you guys say, well, I only mean it, you know, like, I don't mean no harm. No, you mean harm when I've never fucking talked to you in my life. And then you're taking videos or you're, like, specifically saying, is that such and such area? I'm like, no. No. Y'all crossed the line. At that point, And I get it. You want attention. You want to be recognized. You want to be, you know, like buddy, buddy. But there are boundaries. And those are one of those.
And we shouldn't have to have a gym buddy every time we go to the gym.
Exactly. Because let's be honest, some gym buddies aren't the greatest. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you need to just have your solitude. But what you're not going to do is take video and then send it to me and expect me to be like, oh my God, how ironic.
That is me.
Like, no, I'm calling the fucking cops on you next time. I was actually...
Like, you wish a motherfucker would next time now.
Oh my God. So, no. Anytime now a guy asks me like, oh, what gym you go to? I go to the Gym of Sin, okay? It's a brand new gym. Brand new exclusive
Bally's.
Gym.
You go to Bally's.
I go to Bally's, okay?
Total women.
I'm going to just say that. I go to Total Women. So as far as the gym snaps, you could thank all the fuckers that have been stalking us, okay? Because y'all ain't getting shit anymore. I'm working on my on time, all right? Okay. I sweat when I want to sweat.
We're going to make everybody think we're getting fat.
Yeah. Oh, my God. And here's another thing. On the lines of cyber stalking... And you know, voicing your own opinion on social media. So yes, the other day I posted a little snap saying, I think I'm going to shave my head.
Uh-huh.
And of course, motherfuckers really want to put in their input. Oh, baby, you too cute for that. Oh, why are you going to do that? I'm sorry. Are you fucking me? No. Then therefore, that was just me being in my thoughts and you don't say shit. I'm not your girlfriend, so... If it's going to harm you that much, unfollow my ass.
Okay, how are you too cute for a baldy hairstyle?
I think I can rock the fuck out of it. I'm sorry. Black Panther got me, like, hyped for it.
And you can change your different hair colors, bitch?
Yes, and that's what I want to do. Like, I want to go full on, maybe with a little fade, a little cute fade, like Jada Pinkett back in the day. Uh-huh. Maybe go honey blonde. Or
but you
purple.
Had the short, and that'll go back to your short hairstyle from your beginning stages.
Yeah, but I'm trying to go like super short this time. I'm not even trying to do like my Rihanna. I'm trying to go full on, like, you know, damn near looking like.
Well, surprise us.
Yes.
Just don't even tell us. Surprise us.
I ain't gonna tell y'all shit. When you'll see it when it comes, when it comes. That's it. At first, I was like, I'm gonna get it done before Black Panther. But you know, at this point, fuck everybody. And I'm just gonna do it. And y'all are going to be amazed and looking at it. And you're going to be like, oh my gosh, she looks amazing.
Are you going to go to a shop or are you just going to do it on hair?
Oh, no. I'm going to go to the shop. Luckily, my homegirl that used to do my hair in the Valley, she lives down here in San Diego. So she already hit me and she's like, come see me. And I'm like, yes, my hair misses you. My head misses you. So please. She's taking care of all my drastic hairstyles as far as cutting, so.
Okay, that's good.
So thank you, Jesus. But yeah, I don't need any more input of what I do, okay? What I do is on my own business in my time. Just because I post, you know, doesn't mean I need your reactions as if we're dating. Just like assuming I have, that they know my type. Someone's going to say, oh. Well, you're not my I'm not your type anyways. I'm like, you don't even know what the fuck my type is.
You don't even post any of your type anyway.
And never. And they're like, well, you know, suit and tie. Suit and tie is a whole different category. Y'all can shut the fuck up about that. Suit and tie
Why
is
you
a whole different category.
Why are you worried about the next man?
Right. Okay. Right.
You didn't say that was your boyfriend.
He's not my boyfriend. Mm-mm. Not my man at all. He's just my buddy. He's my partner, my business partner, and a guy that I get along very well sexually, who knows my body very well.
Pardon the interruption, but I need you guys to all go to the Misfits Network on iTunes right the fuck now. That's right, the Misfits Network. Check out Rise to Offend, Hormone, and Awkward Moments. Don't forget the Misfits Network on SoundCloud. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, you know all that shit. All right, back to Sapphire Zoo Play.
Girl, let me tell you this. I saw 50 Shades free.
Okay. I've never watched any of them, but okay.
I'm so upset and spoiled.
Why?
Because they just, okay, for years, I've always been like, oh, I'll give it the benefit of the doubt. No, they pissed me off in this last movie. It's the last and final, thank God.
Okay.
But they really just pissed off the whole basis of what a dom sub relationship should be. Okay. Yes, a dom and sub can marry. But what you're not going to do and what you're never going to see your dom do is revenge fuck you because you didn't give him a certain amount of attention. Like, that's not what they do.
No, you just go into punishment.
You go into punishment, but you don't go into like full on hateful, like I'm going to make you edge because you frustrated me the other night. Like, that's not
that's
what you're going to do.
That's very sounds rapey. Like rape.
Very rapey. And there were points where I was just like, no dom who is in that lifestyle would do that, would treat their lady like that, and vice versa. As the sub, like, you're not gonna defy him, but you're also gonna stand your own fucking ground on the top of that. Like, you're not just gonna take the shit because
you wanna
please
him. I mean, some doms like us to say no sometimes so that they can put us in timeout and be playful. Right. It leads on to other role play. And that right there just sounds like an aggravated fucking controlling boyfriend that is in his little pissy little mood.
And that's exactly what it was. Like, there's a scene in the movie where she wanted to go topless because it's France. Everybody is naked on the beach and topless on the beach. And he did the whole, well, you're mine. You're not allowed to be seen. Like, the fuck? It is
acting like a controlling boyfriend. No.
And now, because that's her husband, you know.
Oh my God.
It's like, you took it way too far. Way too far. And I'm thinking in my head, you are giving the wrong perspective of this whole dom sub relationship. But if you guys just want to see it because it's 50 Shades and you got to see the end of it, date night, go ahead, watch it. But
bullshit.
It was bullshit.
It sounds like bullshit. I just felt the whole series or whatever they want to call this little stupid thing.
The trilogy, the thriller phenomenon, the trilogy phenomenon.
I just never bothered with it because I know what BDSM is about.
Right.
And you can't explain it in a rated R movie.
You really can't.
You cannot explain that in a rated R movie that sounds like a controlling boyfriend and not a dom.
And you're not even using the tools properly. The fuck?
They needed some training. If you were going to make a movie, you do research. Hello?
Right.
Research it properly. Don't just take something out of a textbook you read.
I tell people, watch that submission shit on Showtime or watch The Submission of Emma Marks. There were two movies of that. That's the real Christian Grey type of shit. You want some real, you know, bondage mommy porn to the next level done properly, go watch those two pornos. Great porn series, point blank. Like, ugh. Just, I'm sorry. I'm
ridiculous.
I'm so sorry when people just like sex in the media and they try to take it to that next level. And then people look at me, they're like, oh, so is that what you do with suit and tie? The fuck, no. No. That's not what I do with suit and tie. Okay. I'm a little brat, I'll say that. I am definitely a brat, and I say no, and I get fucked and punished very well. I get tied up very well. But at the same time, he's never, like, fucked me out of spite or had right. to, you know, teach me a lesson kind of thing. No, unless if I wanted the lesson, okay? I wanted right. a lesson in rope tying, so he taught me that lesson. I wanted to be, you know, paddled and flogged and taken to a dungeon. That lesson was taught. But everything else, like, you got to put the mannerisms aside. At the end of the day, the dom is the pleasurer. You know, people think, like, it's about the power giving up to him. But at the same time, it is a power exchange and a pleasure exchange where he is the one. It's a lover kind of experience. You know, you get that type of pleasure. It's a pleasure giving. Fuck it. Girl, what's going on?
We can't explain everything to them.
No, just fuck it. All right, so we always talk about our little TV shows and whatnot.
Oh, now, yeah.
There's been so much going on in TV. I don't even know where to begin with. First off, Love and Hip Hop, y'all need to get your shit together. These motherfuckers don't need to be like, it's not even, it should be called Love and Hip Hop anymore, because I don't even think nobody's in love, because everybody be fucking cheating. If you cannot handle the relationship that you're in, Why do motherfuckers just feel the need to creep? And not just creep with anybody, but creeping back with their exes. And I'm talking about Love and Hip Hop Miami.
Okay. Are you talking about the Pleasure P situation?
I'm talking about the Pleasure P situation. I'm talking about the gay dude situation with Trina's cousin, outlandish cousin, who is fucking annoying.
I don't watch any of that. I just heard little clips of it because my roommate likes the Love and Hip Hop. So. Okay.
So, like, Pleasure P's ex-girlfriend popped up in the picture. And let's be honest, the girl that Pleasure's dating, she's been around the block at least in the VH1. Yeah, it's Bucky. Like, Bucky, okay. Bucky ain't looking for no love. You've been smashing everybody on VH1. Like, for all we know, you the designated pussy for VH1.
Ouch.
I'm sorry, but not sorry. How you gonna jump from, like, Flavor of Love, then you're gonna go to 11 Hip Hop Atlanta, try to get Young Scrappy. Now you want to be with Pleasure P, who's on Love and Hip Hop Miami, but now you want to go back with Scrappy, but kind of don't. Like, I need these women to understand. And even these men, these little boys, like, y'all need to stop. If you are so tired of your relationship, move the fuck on. Tell your chick that you no longer like her and move the fuck on. I don't know what's so hard about that. And I get aggravated because then, I don't know, with the whole relationship. Like, why are you going to be in a relationship if you're going to cheat? What is the fucking point at that point?
And even if it's scripted, why is this script so much about infidelity?
So much. I don't think anybody, like, on that show was loyal.
What the fuck?
Nobody's fucking loyal on that show. Nobody.
Like you said, where's the music? Like, where's anything? Where's the love? Like,
there is no love. There is no love whatsoever. If anything. And then, okay, I'm kind of weirded out by this. So Scrappy was, like, checking out or, like, contemplating on smashing this mother-daughter duo. First off, the mama looks so busted with all the silicone in her cheeks that she's trying to look like her daughter to maybe be the twin. But it's like, you could tell that they both fuck the same niggas at the same time, which is disgusting. So you're sharing dick with your mom.
He might low-key be getting paid, too.
That's disgusting. That is disgusting. I don't understand that.
Oh, my God.
Outside of porn, I do not understand that because nobody's really related in porn with each other when it comes to the mommy-daughter.
But not
this,
at all.
This mommy, this mother-daughter duo, I'm like, you should not be out in the club with your daughter. Like, that is just not cute. That just becomes disgusting. And then it's like, the daughter, she was getting, like, a little bit like, okay, mom, tone it down kind of thing. But at the same time, I'm like, bitch, you're the one partying with her. Y'all make yourselves a duo, a mother-daughter duo with your little big asses and shit, probably fucking the same dudes. Like, it's disgusting. Make that shit stop. Like, stop glorifying that shit.
Well, you know those Clement twins.
Oh, let me not get started with those Claremont twins.
They were on Bad Girls. Name is.
Yeah, like, they're disgusting. That is incest. I don't care if people are like, oh, were they both fine? Like, no. Just because you were in a future video doesn't mean you need to take it to that level and you are literally making out with your sister, your twin sister, in photo shoots. Walking around naked in photo shoots, scissoring each other. Because they've done that too. And I'm like, the fuck?
Oh, wow.
Yes. Like, wow. It's not cute. It's not cute. So I don't understand this. It's like the season of incest going on.
Incest because I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with our world now. It just, I don't know.
I don't know where it's heading, but it needs to stop somewhere. The guidelines need to be crossed. But
girl,
I can't. I look at the show and I'm just like, this is disgusting.
Yeah.
Just disgusting.
Well, that's how I felt about Game of Thrones. I couldn't watch it.
But you know what? It's funny because with those are time periods. That shit happened. You know, that's how they blood loyal. That's how they kept the blood, you know, in the family. And I get that. But now looking, it's like now, okay, there's laws, there's regulations, you know, people are now awake. Like, we can't be fucking our cousin because our cousin looks cute.
Right.
We can't have sex with our daughters because that's our daughter. Like, no. Lines need to be drawn. And clearly, that shit is coming back. I don't understand it. it makes no sense to me. What kind of fuckery is going on in your TV world?
Let's see. I was watching WAGs for a while because it was just interesting, but I guess it's not so interesting because now the whole, all three shows are being canceled.
Oh, so all three of them now?
Yes, because Atlanta had just recently started. Uh-huh. I think probably 4 episodes in, and they're already having a two-hour season finale.
Damn.
Yeah.
Oh man.
So I'm like, they're done. Like, they didn't even give them like nothing. Like, nah, bitch, we're done with y'all.
Well, it's on E, right?
Yeah, and I guess they're just not interesting enough. I mean, you know, the cast in Miami was, they were gorgeous girls.
I did see the cast because I
they're gorgeous, but I just felt like it's really nothing relevant what they have going on. Not to throw no shade like that. There's some women that are not on a show, I would say, that are football wives, girlfriends that are actually making moves, and you know, they don't know show. And I feel like, why would you want to put your man, especially if he looked good,
right,
on something like that? And you know, reality shows are so much drama. People don't end up being together after a while. Like,
it's a mess.
Like, you're messing up now. You're letting everybody see what your man look like now.
And speaking about looking what your man look like, Real Housewives of Atlanta, I feel really bad for Cynthia Bailey. She got herself caught up with this guy who on paper looked fine, but then you start looking at the history and this man has been on reality shows. He's been on Dr. Phil.
So he's an opportunist.
Oh, a major opportunist. And then thank God for NeNe Leakes. She brought out Eva Marcel from America's Next Top Model. So yeah. Eva came on and she's like, oh yeah, I met your guy. He's a fraud. Ooh. He was acting like he knew her. And she was like, no, correction. You came to a charity event and you met us and took the picture. I don't know you.
Ooh.
He was acting like they were buddy-buddy. He's like, I came out to support you. She's like, I don't even know you. So then it's like, poor Cynthia just can't catch a break. You got Peter, who was always putting her money into businesses that were always failing. Now she got this little guy who I knew was too good to be true because he was way too fine. And I'm like, he's an opportunist. And she could not see the signs. Then you got Sheree's ass. She got a prison bae.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, these women are just a goddamn mess. And Phaedra, she left. She left the show. But like, Sheree is all hung up on this guy who, you know, I think he committed tax fraud. So I'm like, girl, y'all women have money. You can't just be liking every fine dude that comes across. I don't care if he's a prison bae. I don't care if he's the guy next door. I don't even care if he's the pastor's son. Secure your fucking bag and move the fuck on.
Y'all can't be that lonely.
For real. For every dick out there, like, get somebody that's coming on the come up with you. Like, stop going after these men who clearly have shit to offer on the table. And then they have nothing to offer you besides like good dick and company. And now I'm starting to believe that what's the other chick? Kenya? I don't know. I'm starting to think she's not even fucking married. We haven't seen her husband.
I feel like some of these women really be lying for this check.
Hell yes. For all I know, Kenya could have paid this man.
Whoever they want. They funny, whatever looking ass people.
Just for the ratings. Just for the fucking ratings.
It's not cool because you're making yourself look weak.
Weak. You're sending out the wrong message. You're letting this shit be fine and like fly. And the girls are going to be like, oh my God, I want goals like that. So you want to be fucked over by a man for the rest of your life. That's really what you want. You want to support your man for the rest of your life because he can't get his shit together.
Oh, we know. Yes, a little boy.
Mm-mm.
You got you a child, girl.
Oh, my God.
You adopted child.
Man, I saw this viral video the other day, too. It made me think about a lot of things as to why I never want to get into a relationship. This woman caught her guy cheating and buying his side bitch some clothes at Victoria's Secret. And so her best friend filmed it. She's like, go ahead, best friend. You tell him. And she's like, what the fuck is going on over here? You ain't got no money. Give me that jacket. I bought that jacket. Give me the pants. I bought them pants. Give me them J's. I bought them J's. He walked out the store with nothing but a wife beater and boxers on.
Wow.
That says a lot.
So was he with the girl?
He was with this chick, and he took his side bitch out to Victoria's Secret.
Wow.
With her goddamn money. She's like, you don't even got a job.
Damn.
So, ladies, if you got a trifling ass man, you better think twice and look into his phone and pop up if he's with his side chick, and you tell him.
Especially if he don't have a job. What does he do all day then?
Right. Because I'm sorry.
What does he fucking do all day?
What? Cook you food, supply good dick? Anybody can fucking do that. But get somebody with some money.
Wow. Okay. You have a bitch then.
Right.
I'm sorry.
You got a Mitch. That's what it is. As Kevin Hart says, you got a Mitch. But, and I'm not trying to shun the guys. Like, honestly, I'd rather have a guy who's trying to make it and, like, working, making money, than just mooching. Because there's a vast difference. If you're trying
to... There's no reason you're at the house still. You're not... There's no reason for you to look the same way you did when I came home. Right. When I woke up this morning.
Right.
Why are you wearing the same shit? Did you even take a shower?
Right. Did you wipe your ass?
Like, what did you do all day?
Oh, I was playing video games. You know, like, I was with my squad. Your squad should be at work. You are not 12 years old. You are a grown-ass man. You are not... You know, 10 years old in the basement waiting for mommy and daddy to come home and fix you something to eat. Fix yourself something to eat.
That's why we don't need to be living with no man unless we getting married.
Oh my God. The more I'm looking at it, yeah.
We can't be living with no boyfriend.
Girl, the way I see it, I might be single for the rest of my life because I cannot take this. Like I said, I'm not up for dick and disappointment. I don't care how fine you are. Please have some goals to the table.
Because we can struggle by ourselves.
And I'm struggling as it is. I don't need no more struggles.
Right.
Okay. Have your roommate situation. God. Do whatever you got to do to make it out, whatever your situation is. But please have something to bring to the table besides dick. Because no.
Right.
Mm-mm. Can't do that. Cannot do that. So ladies.
That's not motivating.
Not at all. Like I said the other day, a relationship you're supposed to build. You're supposed to build with each other. That's what a relationship is.
Speaking of dick and disappointment, you watched The Chi, right?
Oh my God, yes.
And that little boy with the shoes.
Girl. So The Chi is a really great show on Showtime, by the way. If you guys haven't seen it, it's amazing.
Very great show.
It's like, if you like The Wire, this is basically The Wire set in Chicago. Okay.
Just not as grimy.
Not as grimy.
I mean, we don't know that right. It's just started.
But it started on a good tip. Every episode is like a movie. It's great. But the characters on it are hilarious, especially Jacob Lattimore's character. That's the boy with the shoes. So he got his girl knocked up and the girl had enough with his shit. And so she dropped off the kid. Well, this boy still trying to act like a little hoe and bringing his baby to the party, trying to fuck bitches at the party with his baby. I'm like, dude, the party's over. You had a kid. Take care of your goddamn kid. Wait until your kid is like 5 years old and is going to preschool. Right now, stop focusing on the Jordans of what you want to put on your feet and you put them on your son's feet.
Take he put stuff kid. On his feet before he put it on his dick.
Uh-uh. That's messy.
Climbing through girls' windows.
Mm-mm. It's not cute. It's not cute, guys. And there's guys that really do that. And what? Because he had a big old dick and he wears J's? Like, what else does he bring to the table? Not a finger.
You can't fall for a fresh-ass nigga that has nothing.
That has zero. Zero. If all your money is going into your shoes, that should right there just send you off into the future and to be like, okay, I know where my future is going to lead with this man. Absolutely nowhere.
Absolutely. Just, you gonna get some
nowhere.
Jordans, girl. Y'all
right.
gonna have matching Jordans.
Hashtag relationship goals. Right, I just was about to say it. Hashtag relationship goals. Oh, he got me my matching J's, you know, with the heels. Because, you know, I don't know nothing about kicks. Okay, all I know is about books, dick, video games, and radio. That's all I know. And good music.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, maybe buy me a whole bunch of vinyls that I've been, like, creeping on, but... No, we're gonna build together. We're gonna work on shit together. And then you'll get rewarded. That's how it goes.
Right. So I had let go of my little fuckboy too.
Oh, what happened?
The zaddy guy. Girl, because I found a fucking, like, a form kind of blog thing.
Uh huh.
And it had so much recent stuff, like tea.
Oh.
I'm talking about the tea was fucking boiling.
Like piping hot to the point
point where everything was factual. Like, I'm like, I'm good.
Oh, so you had receipts on this nigga.
Everybody got receipts on him. There's even a girl putting him on blast.
What?
She had recorded a video putting him on blast. She showed the text messages, the DMs from Twitter, just everything is factual. She named the kind of car he has. Like,
wow.
It was just like, oh my God. And the girl looks so trash. Not to be rude, but the girl's trash. So it just filled a lot of pieces, like,
to the puzzle.
To what other people were saying. You know, I don't like listening to gossip, but when you have people that told you something and then you see this, it's like, oh. You know, mm-hmm. they weren't hating. They were just giving me a heads up, like, this motherfucker
ain't what he was.
Yeah, like, irresponsible as hell. Like,
see,
I would put it to you like this, guys. Like, I'm not even gonna call him a hoe. He has a sex addiction.
Ugh.
It's a difference.
Yeah,
between being a hoe and a sex addict. This guy is a sex addict.
We might have to do an episode on that because...
Yeah, we would have to. There's a differentiation between a hoe and a sex addict.
Huge difference.
Let me wrap this story up. But basically, he has an addiction and I would be scared to put my life in a situation like that because he's not also responsible with his addiction.
Mm. Oh, no. Story over. That done.
Yeah, mm-mm. Exactly.
See, guys, at the end of the day, you know, we try to teach you the realness. And we talked a lot of realness today. We talked about why the women are curbing you. We talked about why you need to stop stalking in 2018. Okay? Just do better. Better. That's all you need to do in this year when it comes to dating. And even to the people who have Valentine's, we really need, at the end of the day, to assess the situation that you're in. If you girls are just getting Valentine's to get shit on Wednesday, please don't do that. Like, I understand it's a priority, like, you want to make it that priority, but don't bump some poor dude into buying you all this shit and then you go and curb him the next day. Like, we just need to do better because we wouldn't want that shit to happen to us. You guys, you awfully quiet.
No, I'm just like, I'm listening.
But at the end of the day, we don't want that shit to be done. Like, we need to do better. At the end of the day, as a wrap up, we need to do better. Women and men, we need to do better.
Doing stuff to impress the internet.
Yeah.
I feel like people will try to do something like that just to show off on social media. It's not that deep. You don't have to show everybody you had a Valentine.
Right. Nobody gives a shit.
Like, out of the blue, you have a boo.
Right. That's just not what you're going to do. Look at what my bae. What bae? Yesterday you said you were single. What you mean today you got a bae? Okay, just because it's fucking Valentine's Day.
One of them boys
Day?
That you text up hit you and y'all went to Red Lobster.
Right.
Trying to say, well, you went to Ruth Chris.
It's like, fine, get yourself your free meal, but keep it to yourself because we all know you lying. Especially if we're homegirls and I know for a fact that you ain't dating somebody and then you're going to call them bae on the gram just because it looks good for Valentine's Day. Like, shut up. Take yourself out. That's what you do.
We need to have a show about these girls that have different boyfriends every 6 months, too.
Oh, you mean the serial daters? The serial daters? The girls that don't know how to stay by themselves?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
We need to talk about that and sexual addiction.
Perfect. Until next time, you guys. Now, yes, I forgot. You got some tea to spill for us, don't you?
About what?
Don't you have a little something in the works?
Oh, yes. I have an apparel line coming through.
Hey, what?
Yes, Fit and Dirty Apparel.
Hey, look out for that. When can we expect some stuff?
I would say sometime in March. I'm waiting on the logo. I got to get stuff pressed, so... It's in the works. I'm excited about it.
Ooh. I can't wait. And you know me, guys, I just earned the overnight at my job. As you know, I am producing a radio show out here in San Diego, a morning show called Frankie V and Tati in the Morning. It's 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. You can listen on jammin957.com, or you can download the iHeartRadio app. And then you can also catch me on the overnights, 12 a.m. to 5 a.m. But you only can listen in San Diego, sadly. You won't get me on the internet just yet. But when I say that things are becoming, they are coming. Wrapping up on the first episode of my web series, which is with Suit and Tie, and that's coming out soon. Really excited about that. And just fit and dirty. We all got some good things going on, Miss Pink.
Yes, ma'am. 2018.
Securing the bag. All right, everybody. Until the next show, because you know it's not a weekly show anymore. It's just a little something once in a while for you, probably in a couple weeks. We're going to come right back with Yaz and myself. So thank you so much, everybody. Remember that safe sex is the best hot sex. And until next time, talk to y'all later.
That was the show, all you sexy motherfuckers out there. Now remember, Ms. Radio Sapphire on Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat. For more earplay fun, go to iTunes, Podomatic, SoundCloud.